Hey, this is Michael Sedini from Walk the Talk America.
Hey, guys, this is Julie Golub with Team Smith & Wesson, and you're listening to the Armed Citizen Podcast.
From the Ghost Tactical Productions Studio, welcome to the Armed Citizen Podcast. And now your host, Trey Miller.
Welcome to the Armed Citizen Podcast. I am your host, Trey Miller with Ghost Tactical Productions. And today we're going to talk about something that I love discussing, but it's something that people talk about and ask all the time is how to prepare for a home invasion. And I don't want to start out by saying that people need to be paranoid that their house is going to be broken into. That's not what I'm saying at all. But for those of you that are worried about what's going to happen if it does, then we're going to discuss maybe how to prepare for that, whether it's setting up your home a certain way, maybe what kind of setup you have, maybe where to stage different weapons and firearms and different things to protect your family with, and then how to prepare on an everyday or a monthly or whatever, how to prepare and practice for those home invasions. But before we get into all that, I do want to say something about good friends of ours, Rod and Shelly Gates with the Gun Cleaners. And guys, if you're like me and you can't stand a dirty firearm, then our friends Rod and Shelly Gates of the Gun Cleaners can definitely help. The Gun Cleaners is American made and it's LEO owned, and they offer some incredible lube and solvent to get your kind of guns back to brand new. The solvent itself is pH neutral, it's non-toxic and non-flammable, and the lube is heavier than water with superior water displacement and is non-petroleum based. So guys, this is my personal choice for cleaning all my guns, so go check out theguncleaners.com. And as they say, the Gun Cleaners, come and clean it. So we want to send a shout out to Rod and Shelly. They're great friends of ours and wonderful product. And they are good people, good product. You can't get any better than that. So anyways, let's kind of start talking about this home invasion thing. And as we know that there's always evil lurking and there's always someone who wants to get ahead of life without doing the work. And sometimes, unfortunately, that means that there has to be burglaries. Some people, instead of getting jobs and hard work and paying for their own stuff, they want to go steal property of other people that have done all the hard work for them. So if that is the case and you are worried about it, then we can talk about several different things. And let's first start out maybe about the setup of your home. And do you have exterior lights? Do you have an alarm system? I have an alarm system on my home. We have exterior lights. We also have a light that's right above in our front yard by the electric company. We pay like $6 a month. It's a security light it's a street light, and it's on all night and all that. And it just helps to light up the front yard a little bit. We also have signs out there from our security company, but I also put a couple signs out there that might help intruders not come in. If they want to, then they're going to enter at their own risk, should they say. But from the outside of the house, lighting is very important. It's always having someone out there that knows that people are watching, and having security systems. I know a couple of friends of mine have security systems set up around the perimeter of their house and their property in case someone's walking around. Maybe you can get a snap of who they are and maybe see them before they get to the door and all of that. We want to try to, obviously, at all times, not have an intrusion. So if you have ways and measures of taking care of this before they even get into the house, even better. Having dogs, different animals, that always helps. Having, you know, large dogs that might have a loud bark. If nothing else, even if they're small and they like to bark, at least if nothing else, they may not scare them away, but they will wake you guys up and let you know that, hey, someone's here that's not supposed to be here. And especially if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, no one's supposed to be there. But needless to say, there are always people that are going to take that risk, and they get to your front door, then that's when the magic happens and they break in. And next thing you know, you and your family are in a position to where now you have to defend yourselves from someone who's not supposed to be there. And you don't know if they're armed or not. But once they break in your house, they're already a criminal. They're already breaking the law. And most states have the castle doctrine that allows you to take care and defend your home and your property and your family So they're already criminals. So they're already there unwanted, and you've got to do what you got to do. Now, that being said, I am not telling you that as soon as you hear someone walk through the door, you start slinging lead downrange and take care of that problem. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is you have to be prepared for that scenario. And so if someone breaks in your house and you know that someone's in there, you know, the first thing that most of us do is we'll grab our firearm and make sure that our family's safe and at least in that room that you can get to immediately. And if you're with your wife and, you know, you want to go start maybe sweeping the house and finding out what's going on, then you might get her in a safe spot and have her call 911 and let them know that there is an intruder in your house. Let them know, and maybe some help will get there eventually. And while you're waiting for that, then that's when either you can take care of business or not. That's entirely up to you. If you have other family in the house in different rooms, you need to be able to know that you can get to them in a safe manner. And sometimes that is going to take practice. And I try to practice at least once a month sweeping my house. So you have to prepare for all the situations, whether it's just the two of you or it's the whole family or you have guests there. I mean, the worst case scenario is your kids have someone spending the night and now you have other people's kids that you have to protect as well. But like I said, I try to practice at least once a month sweeping the house, practicing what we're going to do. Everyone in my family kind of has a role. And most of the time it's me, and sometimes my daughter will help with the sweeping. My wife does not. She is not a big fan of firearms, so she will. I'll put her in her safe room and let her dial 911, and then I'll go to work. And, you know, there are things that you can do. You can have, you know, your gun set up throughout the house in different locations that are easy access, that only you can get to, your family knows where they are, to where you don't have to be carrying around guns. And I try to have at least one gun stage in every room of the house, just in case something happens and I'm in a room when it happens and I'm not in my bedroom or I'm not right next to my safe or whatever. I'll have access to firearms throughout the house that pretty much no one knows where they are except for me and my family. It also allows your other family members to, if they want to join in on whatever is going on, they will have access to different things as well. But like I said, practicing is extremely important. And having communication with other people in the house, having safe words, having designated words to communicate that lets us know that they're safe or where they are. You know, if your house is in the middle of the night, it's dark. You know, obviously you're going to have a flashlight, but you don't want to be flashing that light everywhere you go because you're just giving up your position away. But you also need to make sure that someone that you are getting ready to engage, you need to identify them first. And yes, using a flashlight to identify right before you take that shot is important, but it's also you need to be able to communicate to identify people verbally. And sometimes you set up safe words, and we have different words in our house that, in a language almost, that we utilize that if you're not part of the family, then you probably aren't going to know what that is. And so it just allows us to communicate. It allows us to let everyone know that either we're safe or we are in danger. And most importantly, it lets us to identify friends instead of foes without having to visually communicate with them sometimes, and verbally is just as easy and as quick as anything. So there's a lot of things that you can do to prevent the worst case scenario. If they're there to just steal something, sometimes honestly it's just better to let them take whatever the hell they want. But if they're coming in looking to do harm to someone, or if they have a weapon of any kind, then by all means, you know, it is your right to protect you, your family, and your property. But the last thing you want to do is just do it without thinking or without practicing, because you're going to make a mistake. And mistakes in that situation are very difficult to come back from, both hopefully not losing someone that you love, but making a mistake on your own, and then you get to go take a trip to the jail and see the judge, and it may not go your way all the time. So being prepared and practicing all these situations are going to be extremely important to you and your family. Now, as far as setting up your home inside the house, you know, like I said, there are different things you can do. You can hide weapons in different places. You obviously, you have if you have a safe and all that, you want to make sure that everyone in your family knows the safe that you feel comfortable with, knowing the combination and being able to handle those firearms. So any able body that is trained and practiced and fluent enough in weapons handling that you feel comfortable with having that combination to, make sure that they know it. If you change that combination, like most of us do on a regular basis, make sure that everyone knows the updated combination to those safes and all of that stuff. If you have a safe room, make sure everyone knows how to get there. If you're trying to have to go and get someone from a different bedroom, practice it. Practice getting from position A to position B and getting everyone safe before you start engaging on an enemy. Now, obviously, engaging an enemy is going to be up to them. It's not going to be up to you. It's going to be up to them whether they want to engage you or not. The safest thing that you can do is get your family to safety first and then go after the intruders. By the time that you get all this done, the police might be there. But if they're not and you feel threatened by the intruder, then make sure that you are doing everything by the book as you can. Let them know that you, hey, get out of my house. I have a weapon. If you move and you come towards me or any of my family members, I will shoot you. If you try to take anything and you try to do anything, I will shoot you. Let them know. Once the police get there, there are two things that are definitely 100% going to happen. One, you're going to be cuffed. I'm not saying you're going to be arrested, but you will be cuffed and you will be asked questions as to what happened. Anytime there is a shooting, that's what's going to happen. Period. End of sentence. Make sure that you've got a lawyer that is going to be able to be there. If you have homeowners insurance or concealed carry or firearm insurance, some of those times they'll have a good firearms attorney or a 2A attorney that is well versed in home intrusions and in public shootings and all of that stuff. So make sure you've got that. But more importantly, you need to make sure that you keep a calm head throughout the entire scenario, and you need to be able to remember every little detail that you can to tell the police, the investigators, exactly verbatim, minute by minute, second by second, what has happened. Because if you can't remember things, that's going to look very, very odd. But if you're able to give them second by second detail, everything that you did, everything that you said, what the assailant was wearing, where they were, what they were doing, all of those fine details, if you're able to give that to the law enforcement officers, then there's a very good chance that you go home that night and not get to spend the night or many nights in jail. So just remember that as well. So guys, I don't know if this is something that you guys worry about or not. I hope it's not. I hope you don't have to ever worry about someone breaking into your home. But like I said, evil is everywhere. And just because you don't think it's going to happen doesn't mean that it won't. And I'm not saying that you have to live in a paranoid state. By no means am I saying that, because I do not. I am very confident that I live in a very safe place, but I'm also extremely prepared and well set up for anything like an invasion to happen in my house. So in order to be as safe as you can and be as prepared as you can, make sure that you're going through practicing and you're practicing at home, and you know what the quickest way to get from point A to point B is, and point A to point B to point C is, and how to make sure that all of your family members and guests that are in your home can get to a safe place before they are in conflict with an invasion and an intruder. So practice all these things and make sure that you're going through all of these at least once a month. And I'm not saying that you have to do it every night, by no means, but use like fire drills. And if your family does fire drills, then you need to have an invasion plan as well. Not just a fire plan, not just what happens if the electricity goes out, but a home invasion needs to be a plan that you and your family sit down and discuss and talk about what's everyone going to be doing, where should they go, what should they do, what the responsibilities are. And once you are prepared like that, that even if it does happen, it's going to go smoothly as possible, and going to protect you and your families not only from the criminals but from the law as well. So being prepared is going to help you on so many levels. Well, guys, I hope that you enjoyed this. Please leave some comments down below. Let me know what your plans are for your house and invasion. Do you get the family involved, and do you practice? I would love to hear your comments down below, and let me know what you guys are doing, because I think that the more people that are out there that are maybe sharing their ideas and sharing what they do. It's going to give people that maybe not have thought about this before and new to the home invasion plan, it might give them some ideas to start with. So if you have any questions or comments, absolutely leave them down below. And we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Semper Fi. Thanks for listening to the Armed Citizen Podcast. To check out our full lineup of pro-gun media content, including our product reviews, live shows, and other Second Amendment activity, please check out our website, www.ghosttacticalproductions.com.